Gentlemen, good to see you again.
Great to be back. Thank you.
Congratulations on a great, great release.
We really appreciate it.
I've really, really been enjoying it. It's been a while, several years, since record number two. And I read in the press release that you kind of were wondering whether you were still relevant again. Where'd that conversation go?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of that came from our struggle getting the music recorded with the label. I mean, we fully intended to make this record with EMI. I mean, we had done the Christmas record since the last full-length record, and that kind of bought us a little bit of time because it was a pretty successful record for us. But we fully intended to make this record with EMI, and so I think that struggle, you know, with them wanting us to do something entirely different than what we had planned, you just start to wonder, man, you know, are people still interested? Have we lost touch with our audience because it's taken so long to produce new music? I mean, it seems like in today's music world, people are consuming music faster than ever. You know, you put out a new record, and the day you release it, they're saying, can't wait until the next one. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where that feeling came from. You know, are we still relevant to our fans that enjoyed the last record 3.5, 4 years ago? Are they still interested in what we have to say on this current project?
So how long did you mull it over before you got going on it?
It was probably about a year-long process. It's kind of hard to say because there was a couple years that went by there, and all along, we were, like Aaron said, we were intending on making a record. So once we were finally able to part ways with EMI, that was a good thing in the sense that it allowed us to finally make a decision. What are we going to do? Are we going to move forward or not? So by the time we parted ways with them and started the Kickstarter was about a 9-month period. And through all that, we did a lot of research on just crowdfunding in general, looked at a few different platforms. And we kind of came a long way from thinking that it was something that was like a last ditch effort for bands, you know, like just let us make one more record and you guys pay for it, to like realizing it's not really that at all, as much as it's more of a really great way to release a record. You know, like whenever we would make a record with the label, as many good things as they brought to the table, one thing that I always felt that was weird about it was that it was kind of like a mystery. Like they would build all this suspense, like something's going on, but you don't know what it is until it comes out. To where with the crowdfunding platform, people know about it from the beginning. You know, it's like, hey, we want to make a record. Are you guys behind this or not? So from day one, you're engaging with your fans in the process like never before, really.
Troubled Days is the tune we were just listening to coming into this segment. Troubled Days is the title of the record as well. Now, how does one go about picking what the title is going to be? Are you going to use a song title? Are you going to use something out of left field for the title of the record? Where does it come from?
We've never really chosen song titles or record titles by the pop single necessarily. We kind of just picked a particular song that was moving us emotionally more than others at that time. So this is actually a song that Ryan wrote, and one of the first that has been featured exclusively written by him on one of our records. And this one was one that I was particularly drawn to the first time I heard it. I was really, really excited about it, rhythmically, sonically, vocally, you know, just really pumped about this particular song. And it just kind of seemed to summarize the last few years of our band, you know, struggling to work things out with the label, struggling to get the record financing and get it recorded and get it out to our fans. So, you know, it's not an overarching theme necessarily of the record, but maybe just kind of like where we have been the last few years. It's been kind of troublesome to get this music out and to do it in a way that was really exciting to us. But in general, we just pick songs that we are really drawn to rather than just picking the pop single for the title track.
Ryan, how was it composing this? Was it a tough one to get out, or was it this particular song I'm talking about?
This particular song came out extremely naturally. It was a pleasure to write. It was just a chord progression that I had for a while that I just was kind of determined I was going to do something with, whether it was good or bad, and sat down with a couple other guys on a writer's retreat that we did last year out in Washington State. They felt inspired by it as well. And as we all kind of started throwing out lyrics, I felt like we all had common ground being in bands and going through, even though each of our experiences was maybe different, like we could all relate to each other about just like kind of banging your head against the wall with the industry in general. You know, I'm not going to point fingers at anybody specifically, but just banging your head against the wall as a band, like, you know, there's fans out there that connect with your music and that love it. But then you always have these people trying to push you in the wrong direction and trying to make you do things that you don't want to do. So as we kind of all agreed that that was going to be the theme of the song, I mean, I think we probably wrote this thing start to finish in about an hour and a half.
That's quick.
Yeah.
That's getting it done.
Yeah,
it really is. Getting it done. The CD is called Trouble Days, and I love the songs. I really, really love the production on it. And especially, I think it's especially important to have the opening song just knock you out, and that's what this did to me. And I'd like to listen to a little bit of Love Will Be Enough. It's the opening track from Trouble Days. Seabird is with us this evening.
You said you want to leave. Well, I can relate. You said you want to move away. Well, baby, things will change. Just promise me you
about the production on what we're listening to here, Love Will Be Enough, the opening track. There's a lot going on here.
This is a song that we had around, I don't want to say a super long time, but I remember doing a demo for this in a studio here in town called Iron Wing Studios a year or two before the record was made, and just always feeling like it was going to have a fairly natural, organic sound to it while yet still being fairly poppy and not way out in left field. So I think from the beginning, I always felt like it was going to be like a full production, drums, and have all the pop elements of a song. But at the same time, I kind of had a feeling it was going to have banjo in it, maybe acoustic guitar, not just all electrics. And then we actually wound up having our sister come down to the studio and play a hammer dulcimer on it. And we had ideas because of the lyrical content for group vocals on the song from the beginning as well. So from the demo to this song to the final product, as much as the final product is much better and polished, it didn't get re-transformed in the studio so much.
Who do the voices belong to on there? It seems like there's a lot of voices.
Yeah, well, we've got our sister, Meredith, singing on there, and then our wives, and then our drummer's girlfriend was in the studio at the time. I think that may have been it. Maybe a couple of other guys from the studio, maybe the producer, some of the engineers. So there were probably five or six people in there, including our wives and
the choruses are great.
Girlfriend.
The choruses are real strong, real, real good.
It really creates a really fun energy when you've got all those people in one room singing around a couple of mics. Pretty cool.
Where have you been performing recently? I know you had your CD release party.
Yeah, we launched the record here in Cincinnati back in June on Fountain Square. They did a midpoint like summer series thing at the Fountain Square stage, and we kind of, in the spirit of the Kickstarter campaign, wanted to give back, wanted to do a free show here in town. And it was a huge success. I mean, there were probably, 1,200 people there, something like that. And it was a beautiful night. And it was just a really great way to reconnect with old fans, but also to connect with new listeners as well. You know, people just walk up on Fountain Square because it's a free show. They hear music. And so it was just a really great way to celebrate and kind of give back to the fans, say, hey, this is a free night for you guys, kind of celebrating the record and celebrating you guys investing in us.
And you'll be a part of the full-blown midpoint coming up next month, late September. It's 26th through the 28th.
Yep, that's right. We are really excited about it. I mean, we've seen midpoint grow since the beginning, and it just seems like it gets better and better every year. We've played a lot of festivals that are similar to it around the country, and it's just a unique type of festival where people are traveling from venue to venue, going around town. It has much more of an urban feel to it because it's done in the city and people just kind of connecting in a different way, more than like a big music festival out, you know, on a farm or something like that, which those are great as well. It's great to see it come so far. We always loved Midpoint since we first started playing there, but even since then it's come so far. It's like something that we're extra proud of, being such a great festival in our hometown, and to be a part of it is really exciting.
Congratulations once again. It's a great, great sounding record.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to listening to more of it and your appearance at Midpoint. Midpoint again, September 26th through the 28th. And I think we'll go out with, if you can tell us just a little bit about Love Suicide, another one of my favorites from the record.
Yeah, Love Suicide was a song that I wrote out in L.A. a couple years ago and co-write. I basically had an idea for the song and got to finish it with a couple of writers out there. Just a song basically has a lot of meaning to me personally, you know, like about sacrificing and unnecessarily giving yourself to something or someone without really much of a payoff. So it's kind of like, keep your head above water. There's something better around the corner.
Aaron and Ryan Morgan, there's Seabird, a new release called Trouble Days. This is from it. It's called Love Suicide. Guys, great to have you again, and congratulations.
Thank you
so
very
much,
Brian.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
The static in your